visit our website now. The Interschool Reading Quiz, igniting a vibrant culture of reading.
Dive into a new era of news consumption with myjoyonline.com, your go-to destination for cutting-edge journalism, giving you the most credible stories from business to politics and from sports to entertainment. MyJoy
7FM. You'll also get to tell us stories about your region, town or village and why we should make it a destination.
Celebrating our uniqueness as a people.
Ghana Month on Joy.
Ghana Month on Joy. Explore and Woodin. Step into elegance this March with Woodin by immersing yourself in the stunning mosaic collection. A true tribute to Ghana's vibrant culture. Vibe Ghana, vibe Woodin. Ghana Month on Joy, joyously Ghanaian.
Ghana, we now have freedom.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, Ghana Chamber of Telecommunications attributes internet connectivity challenges to outages on multiple submarines' optic fiber cables. Also, cybersecurity authorities issues alert on increasing blackmailing activities through the internet as it warns the public to be careful when sharing personal information on social media platforms. Plus, on Food Chain, we will tell you how AgroKing Company is processing cashew nuts for exports to earn more foreign income. These and more shortly. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka. A look now at our stories. The Ghana Chamber of Telecommunication has attributed that
online blackmail occurs when an individual or a group uses digital communication methods to threaten someone with the disclosure of sensitive, embarrassing, or private information unless a demand is met. The authority is therefore calling on the public to avoid sharing personal or sensitive information online and be mindful of the contents posted online, as malicious actors can use it to profile unsuspecting people.
A business desk report. Away from that, the Ghana Statistical Service is downplaying any direct impact of the recent policy rate hikes on inflation rate decline. The central bank had in recent times maintained that its policy rate hikes has
not a direct input to the measurement of consumer price index. It's an indirect effect. So if it happens, again, it depends on the different variables that is going to influence either from a locally produced item point of view or an imported item point of view to influence it. It would be quite erroneous to say that because we saw locally produced items recording a higher rate of inflation than imported items, we jump into a conclusion.
Above the national average. Commenting on the development, Dr. Ichampon said government is working on some interventions. He spoke on the Joy Super Morning Show.
Purely a factor of food distribution. You have a lot of plantain in Ashanti region, and if you look at the weights of the disaggregated figures of Statistical Service, you realize that a lot of weight is being put behind, for example, maize, plantain, yam, cassava. So if you have a lot of plantain being produced in, for example, Jaso, and that plantain is not reaching the corners of Oda, you will have that price disparity. We have a lot of yam in Oti. That yam is not reaching Accra. So you find out that the price of yam, the inflation numbers by region, there's a huge disparity because of internal distribution. And that is what we are trying to solve. Taking the produce from the farm gate into the warehouses and redistribute them across the country.
Minister for Food and Agriculture Brian Ichampon taking us now to Food Chain. And the average processing cost of cashew nut in Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire and Benin are $350,000 per metric tons of raw cashew nuts. Now, this can be compared to the same process in Vietnam, which costs $210 per metric tons of raw cashew nuts. This cost disadvantage of for $140 per metric tons of raw cashew nuts processed vis-a-vis Vietnam, and is a problem for stakeholders in West Africa. African countries. But one of the companies thriving against the odds in Ghana is AgroKing. Food Chain visited AgroKing today.
Cashews are kidney-shaped seed sourced from the cashew tree, a tropical tree native to Brazil, but now cultivated in various warm climates across the world, like Ghana. While raw cashews are widely sold, some reports show that raw cashews are not safe to eat as they contain a substance known as urushiol, found in poison ivy. Cashew kernels are cooked during processing to remove the toxic liquid. One of the few companies processing cashew in Ghana is AgroKing Limited. Andrew Smith is general manager of the processing facility and takes us through the process.
Sourcing of raw cashew nuts is the most important when it comes to cashew processing. We at AgroKing currently does most of our sourcing through the Volta region area, even though the majority of the raw material comes from the Bono region area. When it comes to our warehouse, we need to store them in jute sacks, because then we have to source for the whole year, because cashew is a seasonal crop. So from the warehouse, we come to our calibration unit. When the nuts come in, it's mixed with various sizes. So our calibration units basically sorts it out into sizes to make production more easier. Okay. So after we calibrate our nuts and then we get our sizes, depending on the production plan for that particular week or month, we release the nuts from the calibration end to our steaming end. Now what we do here is that we build up steam to a certain pressure and it's released into the cookers. Reason being that cashew has a liquid in. Now, that liquid is a bit acidic. What the steaming or cooking does, it helps to lock the liquid inside the shell so that once we shell, we're able to get a clean cut and a cashew kernel that's uncontaminated.
After shelling and when the kernels are out, we have to dry to send the moisture level down to about 3. This enables for the peeling of the tester much easier. When it goes through the quality check and it's passed as okay, it comes here for us to vacuum. Now it's packed in blocks and usually that's the packing standard for export, the cashew product. You might